And now to the baseball diamond, where those who play a certain position have it rather rough. Nobody wants their autographs. We're talking about umpires. Pro umps work alongside, or I guess behind, some of the richest and most powerful athletes in the world. Long hours, under the summer sun, and they take most of their heat from players and managers and fans. It's a tough job for young umpires, too, so why do they do it? Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vela recently took that question to some aspiring umpires.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me.
Buck Owens sang about how he could play the role of a sad and lonely guy in a movie because he already plays the part so well.
And all I gotta do is act naturally.
And there's no sadder or lonelier job in baseball than being an umpire. No one's there to see you, and you get all kinds of grief. If there's a baseball game happening somewhere, an umpire is getting booed. It's just a fact of life. And that dynamic, as old as the game itself, has long been etched into popular culture, like in the 1950 movie amazingly titled Kill the Umpire.
The man was safe a mile.
What are you trying to give us, some can't you see?
He was safe a mile! Safe! You burglar! Get dresses, you robber! Kill the umpire! Kill the umpire!
And sometimes movies portray umpires as totally inept, like this classic scene from the 1988 comedy The Naked Gun, where an umpire gets into an argument with another umpire.
He was safe. He never tagged him with the ball.
You idiot. He was out when you ran out of the base line.
All right, I've had enough. You're out of here.
What do you mean?
You can't throw an umpire out of the game.
Yeah. All right, you're out of here.
So umpires face an uphill battle in getting the respect they deserve. That's something 20-year-old Grant Johnson of Little Rock, Arkansas knows all about. He umpires at the high school level.
Parents yell at you. They'll call you whatever they want because they don't care. At the end of the day, they're not going to see you. They let their mind free and their tongue loose and just say what they want.
Get set! Roll it! Ball three!
Johnson was one of more than 100 attendees of a recent umpire clinic held at Coors Field in Denver, where they received free training from former Major League Baseball umpires. The league holds a handful of events like these every summer to try to get more umpires on the professional baseball path. But like any job, you don't start at the top. To get there, you likely have to start anywhere from little league to high school, where fan behavior can be the worst.
I just think we've become a brasher, louder, less civil society, and it plays out at sporting events.
That's Barry Mano, who heads the National Association of Sports Officials. He says youth and high school sports face an officiating crisis because more and more referees and umpires are quitting because they're tired of dealing with unruly coaches, parents, and fans.
We're getting at the National Association of Sports Officials a report of a physical assault almost daily. That was unheard of before.
And bad behavior makes headlines. A few years ago in Lakewood, Colorado, a fight broke out among parents who were angry over a call made by a 13-year-old umpire in a game where the players were just 7 years old. And earlier this year in Abilene, Texas, an umpire had to go to the hospital after a coach shoved him to the ground during a game. Dale Scott is a retired Major League Baseball umpire.
It just takes away from the joy of these kids trying to play a frickin' game. One of the reasons we're so short on officials is because the older guys are retiring or are leaving the field, and we're not getting that recruitment of younger officials to, you know, that'll have years of work ahead of them because they quit. They can't handle it.
And when coaches and fans act that way, it takes a toll on the players. Giuliano Pinelli plays baseball for Legacy High School in Broomfield, Colorado.
I mean, come on. These guys are getting paid not that much to help us out, and we wouldn't be playing without them. But, you know, everybody makes mistakes. It's calls. That's why they're there. I mean, to get better, really.
First base umpire, move up a little. There you go.
Back at the umpire clinic in Denver, longtime Major League Baseball umpire Ed Rapuano tries to pump a little encouragement into folks who are there for his expertise.
You have to be thick-skinned. I mean, you're going to make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, you know, in all facets of life. When you're officiating baseball, it's a game. And if you start treating it like a game and having fun, your judgment, your reactions are going to be a lot better than if you think, you know, it's not a life or death situation.
Safe! Safe!
20-year-old Grant Johnson, who we heard from earlier, says he refuses to let a few bad experiences with fans and parents take away from his dream of becoming a big league umpire.
I've been playing since I was 4 years old, just a passion for the sport. People can say whatever they want to me. That's fine with me. It won't change my love for the game.
18-year-old Zai Menicky feels the same way.
Do you want to keep doing this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How far do you want to go?
I want to umpire a game here. Being on this field already at Coors Field is, I've smiled. I've, like, secretly taken pictures already. But I guess a goal of mine would be to umpire a game here at Coors Field. Just get to the majors one day. I don't care if it's, like, just for one game.
Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell.
And umpires like Menicky hope that fans can cut them a little slack so they could feel a little less sad and lonely while they're trying to do their jobs. For Here and Now, I'm Vic Vella.
Well, I hope you come to see me in the...
And we want to hear your tales of being an umpire or a referee at any level. Tell us your experience and bring it all. We know how to bleep. Email us, or better yet, send a voice memo to hereandnow.org. It's Here and Now.
We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and baking down upon his knees.